Naomi was a jaded woman, and we can understand, to some degree, her grief. After all, she had just lost her husband, and to be a widow was to be in poverty. But not only that, she was a widow in a foreign country. No family, no support system, except for her sons. And then, her sons die. So now she is a widow with two daughters-in-law who were also widows who wouldn't leave her alone. But the more we read and sink into Ruth chapter 1, and we examine Naomi's words, the more we realize Naomi, even though she was returning to her homeland, that she continued to sow seed in the fields of bitterness. And we learn that living in the bitterness of grief will cause us to miss the goodness of God. But how do you know when you're living in bitterness? We know we're living in bitterness, in the bitterness of grief, when we move into hopelessness. Our first clue comes in verse 8, where Naomi tells her daughters-in-law to turn back, stop following her, and return to their home. But we need to take note of the reason Naomi gives. She tells them to return to their mother's house. This is an unusual way of telling them to go home, because normally it would be referred to as the father's house. The idea of the mother's house is used to refer to intimacy, love, and marriage. So it seems that by referring to the mother's house, Naomi is releasing these two women to go back home and remarry. That they don't owe Naomi anything anymore. And that all sounds nice and kind and even comes with a blessing of sorts. But when Naomi prays for them to find rest, the idea is one of security, stability, and peace. Ladies, go back home and find security in your old ways of life, in a husband from your own people, and find peace. If you continue to follow me, you will find nothing but emptiness and brokenness and hopelessness. I have nothing in my future but misery, and I don't want you to be part of that. Naomi is unable to see any sort of hope for her future, nor for the future of these girls if they continue to follow her. She is returning home to the land of blessing, but she is living in the bitterness of hopelessness. Hopelessness doesn't see any purpose in life. A person who is hopeless can't fathom any goodness coming their way. That feeling of hopelessness can come from a variety of places. Some mistake that we have made, a death of a close person in our life, a job loss, or seemingly unending stress. All of these were factors in Naomi's life, and yes, all of those situations should produce grief. But we're not talking about grieving and being sorrowful. We're talking about living in, remaining in, the bitterness of the grief. So does any of this describe you? Is this how you respond to adverse situations in life, whether you cause them or not? Do you go to this place where you think that there is no blessing, no hope of any kind, no mercy on the horizon? Living in the motions and the customs of religiosity. It doesn't have to be this way. There is tremendous providence and goodness in Naomi's life at this point. She's just unwilling to recognize it. And I'm certain that that same providence and goodness of God is around you as well if we will humble ourselves before the Lord and recognize it. When you pray today, please remember Ollie Chambers and his family, our missionaries in Tennessee. And also remember the Namwezi Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.